Olympic hopefuls like these in Afghanistan face the prospect of competing at the highest level without being able to eat or drink during the long days of the London summer. And that's not their only challenge. Observant Muslims wake up in the middle of the night to eat before the fast begins. In London, the Ramadan pre-dawn meal will be at about 4 o'clock in the morning. The director of London's biggest mosque and a member of the London Olympic Organizing Committee, Mohammed Abdul Bari, says sleep deprivation is the bigger problem for the athletes.
The fact that during the month of Ramadan, athletes or those who want to keep fast, they have to wake up in the early morning to eat something. That means they will have to deprive themselves of sleep. And how that will affect, it depends on individual resilience, individual practice, determination and spirit.
Many Muslim athletes will not be accustomed to the long summer days at London's northern latitude, which this year results in a 17-hour fast. The interpretation of the Ramadan rules varies, but there is no automatic exemption for athletes. The Olympic movement does not provide any guidelines, but Dr. Barry says Muslim athletes deal with this problem for some competition almost every year.
It depends on individual athlete and their national Olympic team, and probably those who are practicing, they will definitely ask the scholars, theologians, as to what they can do.
And the London Olympic Committee is preparing to help. With halal food available 24 hours a day, special evening snack packs for breaking the fast at all venues, and a team of chaplains on hand to help. Tens of thousands of spectators and staff members will also be observing the fast. The chief chaplain of the London Olympics, Canon Duncan Green of Britain's Anglican Church, says officials are making allowances for Muslim staff members.
We've done a staff manager's briefing to ensure that staff who are observing Ramadan and fasting are not in the middle of a car park in the sunshine all day, or not on a very strenuous job where they're going to need lots of liquid refreshment.
Canon Green says the 2012 Olympics were bound to overlap with Ramadan due to Olympic Committee requirements and the need to make use of transport assets and volunteers available in London during the summer vacation season. But he says the Muslim Olympic athletes, spectators, and staff members will not be alone in facing the effects of Ramadan, with coaches, doctors, and dozens of Muslim Olympic chaplains to help them. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.